Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The DH, Dan Gonzalez. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. And now, play ball. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Brett steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Kemp moves to second. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kemp moves to third. Mankowski moves to second. Two outs. Dan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is called out on strikes. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur strikes out. There goes Trammell. The throw from Porter to Potek, and Trammell is out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Otis who is chasing the ball. Kemp reaches third base with a triple. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mankowski hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kemp tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter is called out on strikes. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock takes first base on ball 4. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. Lockhock moves to second. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Mankowski. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez strikes out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell strikes out. 2 outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek strikes out. 1 out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Morales reaches second base with a double. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's Tigers, 1, Royals, 1. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle is walked intentionally. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Clint Hurdle. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Lockhock moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mankowski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mankowski moves to third. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-3 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Cowens chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards White. White fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on White. Mankowski scores. Trammell goes all the way around to score. LaFleur moves to third. It's 3-2, Tigers. Steve Mingori now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hiller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a pop-up towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Mingori covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Way then pinch hits for Pete Lockhock. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski juggles the ball. That's an error on Mankowski. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Royals 2. The Tigers will come to bat. John Way then now playing first base. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mankowski takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 3 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mankowski moves to second. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Dan Gonzalez. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trammell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mankowski moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mankowski scores. Parrish scores. Trammell moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 4 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mingori fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mingori. Trammell scores. LaFleur moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-2, Tigers. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Whitaker steals second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. LaFleur tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-2, Tigers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. White reaches second base with a double. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. McRae moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.